establishing a secure attachment with your mate, and maybe that's what it takes, you know, in a world where dating sites, you know, there's the illusion that there's 1,000 replacements standing ready, which is an illusion, but anyway, it kind of seems that way. So that's beautiful. So, you know, we've only got like a minute. What kind of advice would you give the readers of your book? What should they take away, or what would you like to share today?
Number one, there's a difference between love and cherishing an individual. I can say I love you all day, but when I cherish you, I'm willing to die for you. I'm willing to go to the nth degree. I'll go to the mat. The second thing is tell your significant other what you appreciate about them. Take every letter within the alphabet, 26 letters, and find 26 ways to let them know that you value them right now. And then the third thing, igniting the power of women, it's counterintuitive. Actually, men are ignited when we understand how to make women know that they are valuable now more than ever before. So make sure she is seen, appreciated, and valued, because what you put out, you will receive back.
That's great. Hey, well, thank you, Simon. Thank you for being on the show. There's so much more that we could explore, but we've run out of time. And I want to make sure to tell our listeners about your website, which is simontbailey.com. Just all one word, Simon T. Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. And for those who may have tuned in to Pathways late today, this is your host, Paul O'Brien, author of Intuitive Intelligence, a book that shares the theme of Pathways, which is personal and cultural evolution. And don't worry, you can play and share this interview whenever you want via the internet as a free podcast, and I'll tell you how in a minute. Today, we've been visiting with Simon Bailey, author of Ignite the Power of Women in Your Life, A Guide for Men. And I want to say thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into Pathways, which is broadcast and streamed on the internet at www.kboo.fm every Sunday morning at 8:30 USA Pacific Time. And even better, podcasts of today's show, which you can listen to and forward to others, are available for free at divination.com, divination.com, as well as via iTunes, my YouTube channel, and other free podcast servers. This is Paul O'Brien reminding you to tell your friends about Pathways Radio and podcast. And thanks again to Simon Bailey.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Development and Events Committee meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Tune in to KBOO on Wednesday, October 5th for Dead Moon Night,
a four-hour extravaganza
celebrating the 2017 event when 1,100 rockers showed up outside Portland City Hall
to commemorate the legendary band Dead Moon in an official city proclamation of October 5th as Dead Moon Night.
Again, that's Dead Moon Night, Wednesday, October 5th from 8 p.m. till midnight.
Here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
And welcome to the Italian Hour. This is your host, Andres Casso. Welcome to KBOO on 90.7 FM in Portland, 104.3 in Corvallis, and 91.9 in Hood River. Today I have a special on Zucchero because he will be playing in Portland in 2 days. So I'm going to start with a special deal that PSU Italian Department was able to get. If you still don't have tickets, you can get 2 for $1 using the code Italy, I-T-A-L-Y, and you have to get at the Revolution Hall website. That's where he's going to play. So today I'm going to cover a little bit the story of Zucchero, his start, how he got started, and talk a little bit about his songs. Try to get you all warmed up for the concert, and hopefully if you haven't got tickets, maybe you'll want to come. I'm going to start with something a little bit more calm, though. It's called Il Suono della Domenica, or The Sound of Sunday.
Ho visto gente sola andare via, sai, tra le macerie e i sogni di chi spera, vai. Tu sai di me, io so di te, ma il suono della domenica dov'è? Al mio paese vedo fiorire il grano a braccia tese verso l'eternità, il mio paese. Ho visto cieli pieni di miseria, sai, e ho visto fedi false fare solo guai. Che sai di noi, che sai di me, ma il suono della domenica dov'è? Al mio paese vedo falciare il grano a mani tese verso l'eternità, il mio paese. Ti lascerò un sorriso, ciao, ciao, e rabbia nuova in viso, ciao, ciao. Tenerezza che ciao, ciao, fa il cuore in gola a me. Al mio paese è ancora giallo il grano a braccia tese verso l'eternità, il mio paese. Al mio paese vedo fiorire il buono, le botte prese non le hanno rese mai. Al mio paese, buono fa la domenica da te.
And this was it's a CD, so I have to stop it. This was Zucchero with Il Suono della Domenica. And so now I'll go a little bit back and start doing his history. I'm going to go back in time to 86. This is the first single that really got him attention on the national scene. But he actually had been playing in really small bands, and he was writing music for other people, both the music and the lyrics. But it did not get much recognition for a good 15 years while he was playing music. And his roots also, interesting influence that he had early on when he was like 12 or 13. He had an African-American music teacher there. He lived in, he grew up in Forte dei Marmi, which is in the coast of Tuscany. And so he got exposed to American R&B and songs like, actually it's funny because when I got into the station, they were playing the Sitting by the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, and actually I was reading his story, that's actually one of the first songs that he learned how to play. So it was an interesting coincidence. But the first song, so you can hear a little bit of his, you know, this influence in his music, his deep respect and admiration for, you know, that the type of music, and you can hear it. So first song that really put him on the charts in Italy is Rispetto, or Respect. Let's see if I can get it. Oh, CD2. There you go. And why is that working? Oh. Okay, now it's working. Here, let me try again. Live radio. There you go. Okay. Rispetto, Zucchero. We'll be right back. This was Zucchero with Respect. And this was 86. Go forward a couple of 3 years. 1989, he had an album called, and the play of words works both in Italian and English. It's called Oro, Incenso e Birra. So gold, incense, and beer. And it was a great, really great album. I would definitely recommend, if you're going to pick one album and listen from start to end, that would be the one. He obviously has tons of great albums, but that's a really good one. And I'm going to play a few from that album. So one of my personal favorites of all his repertoire is Wonderful World. And this one has Eric Clapton on the guitar. Buon ascolto.
Finger on the button. Oh yeah, it's a wonderful world. Got no desire, to decide. Hey Jack, ain't that a trip? And you, madam, standing there for high. Oh yeah, where's your wonderful?
And this was Zucca with Wonderful World. I picked the English version by mistake. Usually he always sings in Italian during the concerts, but I think it's a good version anyway. Following, I have another collab. I believe it was from the same album, although this is a re-recording, and this is with it's a song that features trumpet quite a bit. And the story is that when Miles Davis was touring Italy in the late 80s, he heard the song on the radio. And as soon as he got back to the States, he called up Zucker and says and asked him if he wanted to re-record the song. And of course, I heard a little bit of an extended version of this story lately on an interview. So Zucchero was somebody asking about this song and the re-recording part. And he said, yeah, at the time I was having some trouble in my marriage, so I had booked this trip to the Maldives with his then wife. And at the same time, Miles Davis called him to re-record the show. So he had to choose between going to New York and record the song or the Maldives trip. And he said, so what did you choose? Well, yeah, I ended up separating. So stories that, yeah, there's a video on YouTube you can find of him and Miles Davis, and this is Dune Mosse.
Un viaggio in fondo ai tuoi occhi, dai delusi smamai, un viaggio in fondo ai tuoi occhi, solcherò dune mosse. Don't cry però, poi colammo giù e miseria.
Thank you. pensieri. Noi guardammo il blu.
Breathtaking song. This was Zucchero together with Miles Davis on the trumpet. And by the way, thanks to the internet, I found out this song is, he has it in his latest tour, at least on the last three dates that he had, it was featured. And yeah, the reason I'm doing the special today on Zucchero is because on Tuesday he'll be here in Portland at Revolution Hall. And there is a special, two tickets for one. If you go to the Revolution Hall website and you put in the discount code Italy. And I'm going to continue another one that I found out is also that he should be doing live. This is from his last album, DOC. And by the way, DOC is also the initials for, are the initials for that you see on Italian wine. Just means that it's guaranteed to be from a certain area. Doesn't necessarily mean it's good wine, just that it's guaranteed to be from whatever they say it is. From that album, the song is Facile, or Easy.
Che ti amo per davvero, dai, non ci credi, sono sobrio, non lo vedi.
Around and around.
And from his latest album, this was Zucchero with Facile. And I have on the phone, I have Angela Zagarella. Buongiorno, buona domenica.
Buongiorno a tutti, buongiorno Andrea.
Buongiorno, buongiorno. Grazie per esserti svegliata così presto. So che dura.
Non proprio, ma non troppo tempo fa.
Okay, actually, let's talk in English because maybe we want to announce that, you know, I already mentioned it, I think, a couple of times, but when I mentioned something that you and your department put together. So Angela, first of all, is the head of the Italian department at PSU. And tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, so we just, they reached out to promote the event through the community and also through the students. And so just been involved a little bit in the last, I was involved a few years ago when we were waiting for him. And then, of course, COVID happened and we didn't. We had to cancel everything, so we restarted the effort and we're just spreading the voice, the word around, because Zucchero is a big name, it's an icon of Italian music, and we're all very excited about him coming here. I can't believe it. It's going to be here on Tuesday, but it's also true that a lot of people don't know him, because especially the young people, the students. So I am going with I'm going to bring as many as my students as possible, and that would be the great beginning of the academic year, since we are starting classes tomorrow at Portland State in another school at Lewis and Clark, where I'm also currently teaching briefly for this term. We just started it's on a semester term, so we just started a month ago, but anyway, they are on board too, and it's going to be an Italian lesson alive from really just listening and participating and being with the Italian community in Portland, which is great. And so while we were doing this, we were able to get some discounts to get a special price, and right now there is one. I think Andrea, you just mentioned, but I'll mention it again. You have to purchase tickets at the Revolution Hall site, because there are many sites that sell tickets, and not all, like third parties, where they're more expensive. And there you enter the code Italy, and then you will get a ticket at 50%. It's a great deal, and also an amazing opportunity to listen to an artist that plays in front of 15,000 people at the Arena di Verona, everywhere. And here we are going to be at the most 800 people. So it's an incredible opportunity.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this. And can't wait myself. So And so which one is your favorite Zucchero song?
Well, Zucchero, interesting you asked, because you just played the song. It's Dune Mosse. And actually, that was the soundtrack of my moving to the U.S., because it was playing a lot at that time. I've been here for a long time. And when that song came out, that's when I was in transitioning, and I was listening to it all the time. So it brings me back at that time of anticipation, trepidation, maybe even a little bit of fear when I was leaving Italy to come and live in the United States. And it always brings me back to that state of mind, and I love it. But there are also many. I loved the first song that you played, Andrea, the Il suono della domenica. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's another. Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I mean, there's well, so many. Thanks to, again, thanks to the internet. It's setlist.fm, I think, website. His concerts go on for 2 hours, so he doesn't have an opening band or anything, but it's 2 hours of music, so that's quite remarkable.
I can't beat that.
Yeah. Well, grazie tantissimo, Angela. Ci si vede martedì, chiaramente.
Sì, grazie a te, Andrea, per questo programma, per la proposta della musica, per diffondere appunto la voce, la notizia. Thank you for everything. That's really special.
See you on Tuesday. E grazie a te.
Grazie, arrivederci.
Ciao, Angela, buona domenica. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
And after Angela here, I need to stop. There you go, to drop the phone. And I'm going to continue another collaboration he did. I think this was, well, Angela, the music Angela was mentioning was late 80s. This was early 90s. I think it was the following album. Now I don't remember exactly, but it's a song he did with Luciano Pavarotti. So it's a little bit of opera music together with Zucchero. And the name of the song is Miserere. Hold On. This song actually came with a little poem at the end. We had a little bit of a break here. Let me fast forward and let's listen to the end.
A volte la migliore musica è il silenzio, diciamo. A volte la migliore musica è il silenzio, diciamo. A volte la migliore musica è il
silenzio. Sometimes the best music is silence, let's say it. And after this little piece, one of my favorites, I mean, I don't know if I have any songs really I don't like from Zucker. Actually, maybe, okay, I have to confess, one of the first songs that was played on the radio in the mid-80s was Pippo, and I really did not like that song, and I thought, oh my God, I really don't like this guy. Turns out, now it's basically one of my favorites. But, so I won't play that one, but I will play one that I really, really like, and it's called The Blue.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood of love. Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Italian Hour. This is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. This is your host Andres Casso, and doing a special on Zucchero because, as you heard, he'll be live in on Tuesday, Revolution Hall. But let me mention also other events in the Italian community. Well, of course, I just said Zucchero. So, and then Sunday, October 2nd, there is an event at a park in Portland called Incontro d'Autunno, or Autumn Meet. It's organized by Giovanni Cafiso. If you're interested in more information, you can call Giovanni at 503-440-6270. And if I'm too quick or don't remember the number, go to italianportland.com/calendar and you'll find all the information. Then also on Saturday, October 15th, there is a fall farm tour organized by Italian Portland, and you do have to register for that event. So this will be at the Our Table Cooperative in Sherwood. So again, go to their site and you'll find all the information. And then Saturday, October 22nd, there is the Club Paisano dance. It's the Halloween dance, I believe. Here, let me scroll up. I can't find it now. Okay. Anyway, go to, it's at the Club Paisano, live music, spaghetti, and all that good stuff. Again, go to italianportland.com/calendar or search for Club Paisano. You'll find their info. And that's what I have as far as events. I'm going to play another one from the Chocabeca album. It's a song that also I saw on the set list, so you might hear it on Tuesday, and it's called Vedo Nero.
Yeah! del gatto. Come disse il pesce infarinato, sono fritto.
And you're listening Ora Italiana, special on Zucchero, and I need to stop the CD. There you go. And have a few more songs. Again, special because Zucchero will be playing live on Tuesday. And by the way, today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Zucchero. He's turning 67. And you can wish him a happy birthday in person in 2 days. And next one up, going back a little bit to the late 80s, a song that he did together, a duet with Paul Young. And I do have the English version, so they're both singing in English. The original was him in Italian, him in English. Here's all English, but here is Senza una donna, or Without a Woman, Zucchero and Paul Young.
I changed the world. I changed the world. Ooh, ooh. I changed the world. I wanna change the world. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This ain't the way I spend my mornings, baby. Come this time. You've been with him, now you come back.
Giving me torture and bliss. Ooh.
And you've been listening to the Italian Hour on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. This is a special on Zucchero. Guys, we'll be playing in again live at Revolution Hall in 2 days. And if you haven't got tickets, use the code Italy and you'll get 2 for 1. I have one more song, also from the late 80s, a very long title. It's called Solo una sana consapevole libidine salva il giovane dallo stress e dall'azione cattolica. It's I'll have to translate. It's only a healthy and conscious libido saves the young man from stress and Catholic action. And by the way, Catholic Action is a youth group, a Catholic youth group. And I guess they had a good sense of humor, even though, well, Zucker is atheist and was kind of making fun of them. I believe they had him at one of their conventions and he sang the song. So, but here's a little bit more upbeat. And we'll have the Italian show, Italian Hour, back in 2 weeks. So, buona domenica, buon ascolto, e ci si risente tra 2 settimane. Ciao, ciao.
Solo una sana e consapevole libidine salva il giovane dallo stress e dall'azione cattiva.